86 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. For the first time in a long time, Tennessee Congressman Scott Desjarlais is facing a well-funded challenger. The Republican incumbent was elected to the 4th District seat more than a decade ago amid scandal. There were allegations that he'd been violent with his ex-wife and forced her to get 2 abortions, which he denied. And 2 years later, the former doctor was fined by the Tennessee Board of Medical Examiners for having sexual relationships with patients. But he weathered those storms and settled into a relatively quiet political life, holding on to a seat without engaging in much publicity during election seasons. Tennessee's recent congressional redistricting now puts part of Nashville in Desjarlais' district, and Metro Council member Mike Cortese is running for that seat as a Democrat. So far, the Tennessean reports Cortese has raised more money than Desjarlais. The Nashvillian has the backing of some recognizable local names, like former TSU president Glenda Glover and Ingram Industries chairman John Ingram. So far, Desjarlais' financial support primarily comes from out-of-state PACs. It's Burger Week in Nashville. Over the past year, Chef Chris Colley's viral burger reviews have made him an authority on the subject. He names East Nashville's Dream Burger as the city's best burger.
Smash patties, Martin's potato roll. He smashes his onions directly into the patty like an Oklahoma style. So a little bit unique there. And then his sauce is ridiculous. Smoked tomatoes, German mustard, and a bunch of secret spices that he would not share with me.
But for Burger Week, ultimately, you decide what's the best burger. 60 restaurants are offering $8 burgers until this Sunday, and you get to vote on the best. You can hear our full story on Colley's quest for the best burgers in Nashville later this hour. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.